Kol shu in erin daf lang beis amin beis, amin o yibur shal ir yitzi and hitav shim in beis, June 1st, 1982 on Tuesday, continue.
We should not hold comfortably by sitting over here. So that was the other. So anyway, so this is the analogy we know in Asia. The country case is not in the world. So this is such a meeting, so why would you not ask how was Achilles allowed to take a video of the only detailing of that? So the Alohe of the Kedi Moshe Orecho didn't apply to him. He was forced to perform Malchus, and he usurped the Malchus of Israel. So why shouldn't he be Yosef to take it to the very strong country? So things to say, you come up here with a new idea, you will come up to another one.
But it's not based upon the Torah.
So it was not in order, and he took it to Israel. It wasn't even appointed by the people, even that he didn't have. So why won't he have to become a Kinyan Rabbah? So obviously, since the Gemara is a kasher, so it means that he has to become a Kinyan Rabbah does not mean because the Klal Yisrael acted against the Torah. No, Klal Yisrael was made to cover because that was in line with the Torah. But how was it in line with the Torah and he didn't have a Kinyan Rabbah? So the mitzvah of the same person of Hamashiach Masarach certainly did not apply to him. There is no doubt that he didn't apply to him. Now, so I think the Pshat in this case is on the basis of the Gemara in Zohar. Dr. Bates. Omar Abiyana, Reilon Kei Imes Malchus Shalach, Yichsid, Viyodu Kola Vodecho Eile Yilai, Moshe Rabbeinu said it to Pala. Viyodu Lecho, Viyodu Lecho, Viyodu Lecho, because again it turned out that not only the servants of Pala came down to Moshe, but Pala himself came down to Moshe and bowed to Moshe. So, and Moshe knew, that Pala himself would ultimately come down to him. How is it that Moshe, when he started out before Pala, he only said, Yodu Kol HaVodecho Eile Elai. And he didn't say, Yodu Ato Kol HaVodecho Eile Elai. Why? Because even Pala, so Pala was, first of all, the king of Melech, he shayach only by Malchus Yisrael. By Yudas Eilon, there is no such Chalishem. Of course, there is a meaning of Malchus in Malchus, a meaning that Kirch is a Malchus. Whether the Malchus represents, is manifest itself in Malachi or in Malchus, it doesn't make any difference. So there is no Chalushem Melech in Yunus Eilon. So the whole meaning of Melech by Yunus Eilon is Malchus. Whether the king or the president or the prime minister, it doesn't make any difference. There is no Chalushem Melech by Yunus Eilon, but just of Malchus. And even Pali was no tzaddik, Pali was Rosha, and of Yunus Eilon. So there is a chiyu of giving respect to the Malchus. Even the Melech Rosha, and even Kehobu, and the Melech Rosha. So that we learn out from this posse that the Yodel Kol HaVodecho Eile Elai, Eile Elai. And then, Habdechen Olam Hor, ויאדה בשם חויצו אל אליו, בישם יש מוסנו, ביום עושה פייאק. So why did Rabbi Yochanan? Why did Rabbi Yochanan add this memory? The answer is Rabbi Yanai, as far as Rabbi Yanai's memory is concerned, so we can only deduce from that person that it never happened. That it never happened. So, even though the Roshe, we are going to think of, because you know the whole issue, it is a great disaster for everybody if the problem is fixed for a month that is not happening. Then there will be issues in the highway. That's the reason why the Torah is behind us, to give COVID around us. So from that point we could only deduce that he never is royal, and that he never happened, even if he's a Russian. So there is a fear of giving him COVID. But Achot is not the beginning of Melech, because in order to be the beginning of Melech, he must be appointed. Of the Novi of the Nagoda, Achot was not appointed. Of the Novi, Achot was not appointed. There was one Melech who was appointed, who was appointed of the Novi. That was the Ottoman of all. But Achot was not appointed. Of the Novi was not appointed Nagoda, so Achot did not have the beginning of Melech. Achot was like a prime minister of the Aseret HaShoah. That's all. He didn't have the Halisha Melech. And Achot was a Russian. So one could say, if we just have the Halisha from the Pasuk, the Lord of God, I would therefore ever lie. So then, the death applies only to another Hakam, even if he's a Russian. But a Malchus who does not have a Russian, like Hakam, and in addition to the Russian, maybe if he's a Russian in Israel, so then we're not the Huya to be in covenant. I mean, that's the Shikha of the Israel character. So what could have such a Saudi-Aito? So that's why Rabbi Yochanan mentions another member. The Yad HaShem Ritzol Yo, by Shabbos Moslo, by Yodas with Yachet. So Achot did not have a Melech, he wasn't appointed as the Novi, and not as the Beth Nagodot. So he's just like a prime minister, like a president. He is a ruler, a sovereign ruler in the country. So, and he was a Roshe. So still, Ilyo was the Huya to be in cover by Shabbos Moshe by Yom Yad. So this is what this means. Now, Hashem, I'm not saying about Antichrist was not the Roshe, Shetul Chachon, but he did not have a dream of Melech. So even though he did not have a dream of Melech, but he was the Gohua, the Nacho, and Nacho was in the Roshe, Antichrist was not the Roshe. So in other words, there is a Chiyuv of being in cover with Malchus, not after Melech. So the mitzvah of Saint Asimelech HaMelech, Shetei Moshe Yalechot, that applies only to Melech Yisrael, and without beginning the Melech. If our beginning is not the Melech, so Shetei Moshe Yalechot doesn't apply to it. But there is the Yodu Abu Dech Oyer Elayu, so we learn now from that person. The Parshanis is Moshe, that there is a chiyuv to give cover to the Malchus, whether Malchus Akrim or Malchus Yisrael, and even the Malchus is even the Melech, like Achot is a Roshe, so we have a chiyuv to give him cover. So, since Agrippes, he did not have the power of the Melech, but he was the ruler of the country, he was the Malchus of Yisrael in his day, so the Melech, they were the chiyuv to give cover to him, and he himself was the chiyuv, and that chiyuv of cover that is due to power. Is not a chiyuv of the Chaveri. Tari the Roshe did not deserve that every Jew, including Beis Rabbeinu, should give him cover. But it was a mitzvah of Yodu Lodge. So, just as the mitzvah of Saint Tarsila HaMelech is not a chiyuv of the Chaveri, it's a chiyuv of the Lodge to maintain the proper respect and the authority of the Malchus, that's a mitzvah of the Chaveri, not the Lodge. So the mitzvah that is increasing in the Pasuk Yoda with Yahweh in life, and also by Shamis Mosno, is also a mitzvah of the Mosheh. Not the Yoda Chavera, you don't have to give cover to a Melech Hakur. It's not due to him. We have to clear. It's a filter of the name, Shalom. The Jews should show the proper respect for the Malchus, even if the Melech Hakur is a Mosheh. But what is so we have to protest against the vicious and we have to fight the vicious. But at the same time, everything that is in harmony with the righteous indignation that has to be expressed So, should be given to the Malachim, the Malachim the worship. Allah has come with Hamo Adrites, who is accompanying on Shabbat, and we had many mitzvahs and Yom Kippur. So certainly they were mechuyev to be covered. So just as in regard to the mitzvah of Seitas and Rachamelech, so it's a chiyuv of Nevi Moshe, and it cannot even be mechul. In the melee, it's not even allowed to undermine the status of the Malchus. So in respect to the mitzvah that is deduced from the Yom Kippur in your life, it's also a mitzvah of Nevi Moshe, and there too is not allowed to undermine the proper respect that is due to him. This is what it is. The Kolmokim Olelea is in Kolmokim Olelea. Kolmokim Olelea, 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 the Mishnah says, Shikhu Akhir Samara Akhlev Torah. They bamide, so the Gemara has the same kasha, but Hamar Shimon HaKhlev in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shah. So why doesn't the Gemara here also say Mitzvah Shah? He was allowed to make it bitter. Because Mitzvah, Samaya Akhikar, to discover the mess, and so on. So he says that so they are mitzvah because they are the mitzvah of Jewish Kabbalah. So in other words, he is allowed to undermine his own status in order to show Kabbalah. But to me, why stand to stand up and read the Torah? But looking here, when it's a question of giving Kabbalah to a Kabbalah. So if it has to be a Kabbalah or a myth, So if it had to be the kosher clock, it wouldn't be allowed to. Now that too has to be explained the same way. In other words, when can we say mitzvah shana, you see? Now, so if it's a mitzvah of the Nodum Lot, so if the mitzvah of the Nodum Lot is in conflict with, if the mitzvah of the Nodum Lot is in conflict with his own copy, so then the Melech Hatzitzes was allowed to undermine his own covenant because of the mitzvah of the Nodim Moshe, to give covenant to the Torah by standing up when he leaves the Torah. That's the covenant of the Torah, and he stands up when he leaves the Torah. Masha'inke, if he hadn't been Parashat Rochim, like this, the Melech would take it into, thereby undermining his own, if he hadn't been Parashat Rochim. So everybody would see, the Melech is not maintaining his dignity. So he would undermine his own prestige and the respect that is accorded to him. So why would he do it? Also because of mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is a mea kala? Is a mea kala is not a mitzvah of the Mokhei. It's a mitzvah of the Havera. So in other words, he would undermine his own covet in order to give covet that is due to the kala. The kala is the only thing to give to the kala. That comes with the mitzvah of Samir Akkad. Or, he's mechuyev to discover the mitzvah. Say, yes, that's also not a chavir. There can be a chiyuv of a chavir in the mitzvah, there can be a chiyuv obligation. So, in any way, that would be awesome. Because he would be undermining the covet of Malchus because of the covet of the first, inasmuch as the covet that has been given to the Kaveh is the chiyuv of a chavir. So then, it would be your job to get the project off. Yes,
it couldn't be explained, for example, in revolution, when there's a question always to the rabbi, even the whole keep thinking about the other one often, but it was the question of which is more Hashiva, since the father's hand for the regular, for the son. But there are also something that is greater, so it wouldn't be,
but there is one difference. You see, what is discussed by the horse discusses, he says that the Maram wouldn't there. So in short, all of the law, so he avoided seeing his father. He said, because the Maram wouldn't there was the Rebbe of the Maram wouldn't there's father. He was the Rabbi Mubek of the Maram wouldn't there's father. So the son was the Rabbi Mubek of the father. And then he shows all of the law. So the Maram Rukhidah did not want that his father should stand up before him. And he knew that whenever he meets the Father, so the Father would stand up for him. And he didn't want that the Father should stand up for him. So maybe he told that he'd be a Christa cover for the Father. So maybe he avoided a very strange thing. But the Rosh means the condition. So because of that, the Maharam Gutenberg avoided the Shosh all over the Guru. So he avoided seeing the Father. So what was the problem? The problem was, who should stand up for him? So over there, so both Chiyudim are Chiyudim non Chaverim. Because the Kovet that is due from the Talmud to the Levi is a Chiyud, a Chiyud to the Rebbe. The Kovet that is due from his son to his father is a Chiyud that is due from, is also non Chaverim. So we know, but of course, the father was Meichol and the Maharam Gutenberg was there. And he did, because of his amigas, so he did not want to experience this apparent humiliation of the father before his son. And the father, with his sister, got to humble himself before his son, who was his dad. So that's why there was that child. So over there was a question of two mitzvahs of chaverim that were in conflict with each other. So that's the child. What is given to what? So of course, the Maharam Gutenberg wanted that he should stand up before the father. And the father wanted that he should stand up before Maharam Gutenberg. And the Maharam Gutenberg's father was right at the hour. Because Avidas Chavei and Avidas Ovi, so Avidas Chavei together, because Ovi is here in Chayim Azeh, the Rabbi Shemini in Cairo, he is here in Chayim Avot. But the Maharam Gutenberg also knew that the father was right, that he should humble himself before the son, the Rebbe, rather than that the son, the Rebbe, should humble himself before the father. But Mahmoud Hanibes, he didn't want this to take place, so he avoided. So they are Mitzadadim, so the father should have humbled himself before the Rebbe, because Abu Yosef and Abu Yosef were Abu, so Abu Yosef and Abu Yosef. But you can hear the chiyuv of Kovel that is taking Kovel Amalkus, that's not a chiyuv of Chaverim. That's a chiyuv of Nebel Moshe. The chiyuv of giving Kovel to a Kovel is the chiyuv of Chaverim. So that's why. So if it can be Al Parosh HaZorachim, if it can be Al Parosh HaZorachim, so then it would have been Osea for Asbiris HaMelech to undermine the covenant of the Israel. Because in view of the fact that the mitzvah of giving covenant made on the Malchus, that is produced from the Lord of the Yahor, early life, is the mitzvah of not mocking, so remember, he has no right to undermine and to ignore a mitzvah of not mocking just because he is an honor, and this is an honor. He has no life. But if the mitzvah of Simchas Kalev, of Kovet Kalev, had been a mitzvah of the Nodom and Mokei, so then he would have a right. Because just as he had a right to undermine his own Kovet in order to give Kovet a Torah, so if the mitzvah of Simchas Kalev had itself been a mitzvah of the Nodom and Mokei, not the mitzvah of the Nodom and Chaverei, not the mitzvah that is due to the power, but it needs to be used in the Baalish or I have to be somewhere like the power. If that had been the case, so then Adonis HaMelech, even if he didn't be now Parashat Rochi, would have a right to undermine his covenant. Because of Kavod HaMoshe, if the fulfillment of any mitzvah that is B'nod HaMoshe, so that's Kavod HaMoshe. That's Kavod HaMoshe. Masha'im came, but in view of the fact that the mitzvah of the Samayah Kala is the mitzvah of the Chameyah, and the Kala can be Meichol on that mitzvah. She can be Meichol. So the Meilah, at the Samayah, was not allowed to undermine his covenant that he had to maintain as a chayt to the Rebbeisho, that the mitzvah is not a mockery, in order to give covenant to the Kala. Because after all, as Al-Tadim, so the covenant of the Melech is big for the covenant of the Kala. And the Kaleb herself can be Meichol, and she should be Meichol. She should be Meichol in such a case. So the Meilah, as good as Amalek, has no right to be Mateh and his own. All right, so we'll leave it.